going down, people? It's your boy, J-Fly Dawn. Welcome to the 50-50 show, where you tell both sides of the story and you also keep it real about whatever you want to keep it real about. Straight like that. But otherwise, been a good day for me. Been chilling. Had to light me a little spliffy real quick, you know what I'm saying? Get my mind right. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it. It's a lot of fucking shit going on. Me personally, I want to touch on something real quick. I basically want to touch on basically niggas taking shots on Facebook. Why take shots on Facebook when you could just call me, bro? Why take shots on Facebook when you could just text me? Shouldn't have to for me to see that. Then text you. Then ask you. You throwing subs? I didn't even ask you. I already knew you was throwing subs because of the conversation that we spoke about. You know what I'm saying? So when I touched down on you about that and you explained to me, oh, it's not about you. I ain't say your name, whatever case may be. If you feel like that, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's basically what he's telling me. So it's like, fuck, all right, whatever. It is what it is. Because it's stupidity, it's dumb. And it's, I ain't gonna hold you, he took a shot at me. So it's like, can't say you didn't take a shot knowing that you did take a shot. Nigga, I could read between the lines. You don't have to intentionally say my name or nothing. But you know what we spoke about. So that's why it's like, I already knew a rip you was talking about me. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna say no names because I'm not gonna sit here and do that. Cause I ain't that mad at the dude, but I don't really care about it. You know what I'm saying? It's not about me. When I say I don't care about it, just that I don't. It's like, matter of fact, news right now. I can't say I don't care about it because if I didn't, I wouldn't be talking about it. It's not about I don't care about it. Just that it's principles, my nigga. If you sitting there writing shit on Facebook, you know what you writing about. Common sense, you know who you're talking about. You don't gotta mention nothing. Why sit there and do it? Once again, then you can just hit my phone, homeboy. You didn't have to really, listen, you didn't really have to go to the extent like that to really prove a point or even try to put your point out there. Because honestly, I don't give a fuck. You feel me? How you feel about what? Yeah, I kept it real with you. I feel like you acting funny on certain things you do, certain things you say to me. You go back on your words. Always a fucking excuse about everything. Yeah, you got your personal life and all that, but this certain individual know what the fuck I'm talking about. You feel me? You know exactly what I'm talking about. But not gonna sit here and talk about that topic right now no more, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So don't expect me to really talk to you like that, because nah, lost respect for you right now. Feel me? So at the end of the day, I don't care. And it goes with anybody. Anybody don't like me talking crazy about me on Facebook or whatever you want to talk about, it is what it is. I don't care, man. Because half of the shit niggas are saying, it's not going to say it in my face. Because niggas ain't built like that. Feel me? Let's talk about this music now. Shout out my nigga Smash. Smash Dollars. Shout out to Rod Dollars. Shout out to S Dot. Man. RIP Streets. RIP Trippy. Shout out to my nigga Marcel. Yeah. So today, just music wise, I'm starting to get into more of bars. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my bars right. I'm trying to get that shit ready and up to par, because without good punchlines, it's no music. That's just my opinion. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have always. See, a lot of people understand. You don't have to have punchlines or good punchlines to really make a dope song. As long as you put your hard work and effort to this shit, you'll be alright, man. Make it a long way. You don't gotta be like the next rapper. love you like that. And I've seen, come across a bunch of niggas trying to be something that they not. Most niggas front like, oh, yo, Jay, you copying off of me? You took my style? No, I ain't take shit. Most of the niggas that I did work with, I built them already. I created them, nigga. So you gonna sit there and talk all that hot shit you want? You can. It's okay. It's good for people around you. They love to hear that shit. But me, just know, and you know that, I created your ass, nigga.